This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Stephanie Sanchez-Ruan. First name is Stephanie, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E, middle name is Sanchez, S-A-N-C-H-E-Z, last name is Ruan, R-U-A-N, Ruan, date of birth 4-21-2014. This letter is being written to Dr. Juan Carrillo. First name, Juan, J-U-A-N, last name is Carrillo, C-A-R-R-I-L-L-O, Carrillo. Address 2880 Story Road, 2nd floor, San Jose, California, 95127. Telephone number 408-929-5439. Fax number 408-929-5010. Dear Dr. Carrillo, C-A-R-R-I-L-O, thank you for asking me to see this 8-year-old little girl in allergy consultation, period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. I was fortunate enough to get an excellent Spanish interpreter, period. Stephanie's been having recurring hives for about 4 months, period. I was able to review a cell phone picture, and there were hives mostly around her face, and occasionally there was mild angioedema, period. There is no history of any coughing, joint pains, fever, throat tightness, wheezing, or anything to suggest anaphylaxis, period. She doesn't have any obvious food allergies or any other allergies that family is quite aware of, period. However, they have a cat, and that certainly could be contributing a little bit to this problem, period. Hives occur usually 2 to 3 times a week and last less than 1 hour, and generally a dose of Benadryl is quite effective, period. As a matter of fact, the day I saw her on 11:15, and the same day she developed low-grade and facial angioedema and hives after eating some spaghetti and other foods. And as a matter of fact, she has eaten these foods before without any problem, period. However, these hives disappeared within half an hour, period. I don't think any food has much to do with this, although there may be some direct contact type allergy to foods or some other ingredients in different foods, period. Overall, she is healthy and sleeps well, period. There is no history of any asthma or significant rhinitis symptoms, period. She went to emergency room for hives 4 months ago and was appropriately treated, period. Examination revealed a very pleasant 8-year-old who had moderate dermatographism but appeared but otherwise no abnormal exam findings were elicited. Elicited, period. I discussed with family in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to hives, and family was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. New paragraph, skin testing revealed moderate reaction to cats and small reaction to a few trees, period. Certainly, cat presence of cat could be contributing it, but this thing can happen without being around animals, period. I believe her dermatographism sometimes results in low-grade angioedema and hives, and generally a dose of Benadryl is quite sufficient, period. I was able to answer all her questions and told her to give me a call anytime with any allergy-related questions, period. My final diagnosis, number one, history of dermatographism and mild angioedema. Number two, history of mild cat allergies. My treatment plan, Benadryl, as and when necessary, can be used. Number two, at this time, no lab work is necessary, but I would certainly do more testing and lab work if her hives and angioedema becomes a more chronic and difficult to treat, period. Overall, I believe she should do quite well, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Stephanie Sanchez-Rouen.